Appreciate you.
I mean, that's what it is. And we back at it, though, real 100%. Light skin Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Light skin Shishi. And me, of course. What's going on, everybody? Hope everybody good out there. I hope everybody's straight. We back at it again. And my favorite song right now is Have a Baby by Me, Baby. Be a Millionaire. Mm. Be a Millionaire. Be a Millionaire. That nigga's so cold. But what's going on with you? Be how everything going with you, man? What's been happening? I already know what's been happening because I know you just got off work.
Yeah. That's it.
What else going on?
Nothing.
Not much. Just chilling.
Mm-hmm. I got some cake.
Okay.
From work. Oh, okay. And you're not going to eat it because you're on a diet.
Yeah, I just got me some new protein today. My cousin put me up on some egg white protein, which is not that bad. It's pretty good.
See, why you got to talk about the positive and not talk about the bad stuff?
What bad stuff?
Cake. And you're like, yeah, I got me some protein.
I mean, you know I want to eat that.
First of all, I didn't buy the cake. It was somebody's birthday, and I got a piece of cake.
That don't mean you got to eat it.
It don't. But I am.
Yeah, man. So it's all about making better choices out here, man. And that's what we're trying to do, make better choices.
I did. I took a yogurt to work.
Okay.
I took a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Took some grapes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making better choices.
But you're going to eat that cake, though, ain't you?
You know, when a crackhead gets off of drugs,
mm-hmm.
most of the time,
mm-hmm.
they don't just go straight cold turkey.
Mm-hmm. They try to, though.
Yeah. And why do that to myself? Why don't I just cut back and eventually cut it all off?
Yeah, we're going to see how long that lasts.
You know the scene from New Jack City? Chris Rock was in there with that cocaine pipe.
That crack pipe.
Mm-hmm. Crying, shaking, mm-hmm. while lighting it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was watching a video the other day with I think it's Damon Wayans, and him. He was on a Club Shay Shay podcast,
mm-hmm.
and he was asking him something about I guess a mom, like a mom will always slap you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Damon said that, you know, it's I guess when a mom slap you, or just a slap in general, is more disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, see what happened to Chris Rock. He slapped the shit out of his ass.
How is it more disrespectful?
I think a slap is more disrespectful than like a punch. I mean, a punch is disrespectful, but if a man slap you,
I think you're trying to take it easy on me.
Nah.
You're trying to overhand slap versus punch me. Overhand
slap is very disrespectful to another man.
That's like you're a punk ass bitch.
Yeah. You would think, look at it like that. You're not even man enough for me to ball my fist up and punch you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to slap your bitch ass.
When do you say it like that?
Like an open hand slap is very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you being treated like a bitch right now. You being treated like a woman, like a female. You a hoe ass. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy.
I get you.
That shit was funny, though. But it was all a joke, though. But yeah.
I appreciate that.
That was a long-ass interview, too.
Yeah.
It's like 2 hours, y'all. She's crazy.
Let's talk about how yesterday we watched old UFC fights and we was mad because Ronda Rousey won. And I was so annoyed.
Yeah, because Ronda Rousey, man, she suck ass at me, right?
Like,
and she sucked in wrestling, too. And I believe that people bigged her up just because of what she looked like and who she was. But that was just the machine behind her that bigged her up, like where she can beat up men and she just the greatest of all time and all that crazy. So we was watching like a rerun of her and Misha Tate fighting.
We was watching a Pluto TV, shout out to y'all. They got a UFC channel.
Yeah. We was watching that and she ended up so I'm thinking she was gonna win, but she ended up losing. Misha Tate ended up losing.
Yeah.
Like, I think she beat her twice or something like that.
Got my gears going.
So, she was I ended up going to work, and you still was watching it because I think it was like Anderson Silva fighting.
Yep,
or something like
I
that.
Watched him.
But I had stopped watching. But when she lost, in my mind, in my head, I was like, you know what? When I get to work, I'm going to watch a YouTube video of like when she lost, just to make me feel better at that point in time, because I know she has lost like back to back. And she was just a sore loser, man. Like, she couldn't fight, really.
No sportsmanship at all. Yeah, like, yeah. Tried to give her the pound before and after, and she just was like, it was like, she's okay. She's a
sucky loser, and that's what we was watching yesterday.
Just a sucky person all around.
It'd be dope, though, like, with serving these shows, like, some TV shows that come on, it'd be like old reruns. Yeah. And you just kind of get into it, so.
Yeah. I was at work, and I was watching it, and then it was some more Anderson Silva. He was fighting somebody, I don't know. And then I'm in there like, ooh, I'm like, God damn. I was like, I had to stop. I'm like, you have to stop. You are at work. You can't be doing this. Oh, like, man. I was in there like Ric Flair, the woo. I was just all I was doing. Mm-hmm. And then they had the little interview. If it's people I don't know, I don't watch it. Like, they had the Anderson Silva, and they call him Spider-Man, and they get it.
The Spider, not Spider-Man.
Add the man to it. Mm-hmm. You get it.
Oh, why you said it? Why you get it?
Because they were showing, like, his little training thing, and he looked like a damn spider crawling up the tree. He was all, like, all right, he looked like a damn spider. And then it was, I see my other favorite. I don't know how to say his last name, but his name Israel. Like a Nigerian dude or what?
I mean, he was cool for a minute, but I don't know.
Well,
like the only person that like the two. Well, I'm gonna say three, the three biggest UFC fighters, goats of all time.
Okay, let's go. Let's see if you're on my mind.
Is John Bones Jones.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you that, but that ain't my top three, but go ahead.
What's my man's name?
George St. Pierre. That's my number one.
And Mighty Mouse.
Who is Mighty Mouse?
It's this little dude that he was just whooping ass, like, throughout his whole career. Like, he held the belt. I can't think of his name. He a bald hair, short, small dude. Like, wasn't that like Mighty Mouse or some shit like that?
See, I don't know about the greatest, but I do like George St. Pierre.
He's the greatest.
I do. For sure the greatest. I do. What's that one? Rampage.
He ain't no great.
I know, but I do like him.
Though. He good, though.
Yeah. Rashad Evans was good.
Yeah, he was good.
I like him.
Michigan. He was from Michigan, I think.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it was the one guy. He had big ears, and he won. They all got big ears. That's not even a way to describe somebody. But he won a UFC fight in the first round, like four or something. He was a white guy.
Oh, you talking about when they had like the first...
First season of Ultimate Fire. His name, like Forrest something. Liked him.
Yeah, I know you're talking about you. They were just banging it out. Like, just
I was
him
about
and
to call it
dude.
That's Forrest Whitaker, but that ain't it for sure.
I thought it was like Forrest Griffin.
Yes, Forrest I think Griffin? That's it. Yeah, I liked him too.
Yeah. He's an old timer. Like,
I don't know these new people, but it was one fight they had with Anderson, and I like Anderson Silva.
Yeah, but he another goat too, though.
They got to leave the drugs alone. Him and John Bones Jones.
Well, he good now though.
Yeah, they good. Yeah, they showed a I guess he got suspended, and he had a new fight that he was about to fight against somebody, and the guy was like, "You ain't on that Viagra, are you?" He's like, no, nothing. But they were trying to make it seem like it was some medicine that he was taking that they didn't know had it in there. And I was like...
But it is what it is, though, man. But yeah, that shit was pretty dope watching that yesterday, though.
It was very entertaining. Because when he was fighting, not the girls, that man's face was leaking. Like, blood was... But he still lost. And I just usually just went for all the blood that you made come out that man's face.
Knocked his ass clean out.
Man.
But, you know, they shooting.
That high foot kick. All right, you're a slave to a page in my rhyme book.
Shout out to my Golden State Warriors last night or night before.
Night before.
Tuesday. They played against the Grizzlies, and it was a nice game. What's my man named Curry put up like 50-some points, what I'm saying?
Okay.
Dropped a five-piece on him.
Light skin lightning.
You know what I'm saying? And, I don't know what's wrong with y'all boy, man.
John Morant,
man. He just...
Is it Ja? It's Ja, right?
Ja. See, but I seen the video, and I can't think of the other player name, but he did kind of do some shit.
He was next to Michigan's own, Saginaw own, Jayron Green.
He was putting his hand like this. He was pointing down.
And
then when you see... what's his name?
Draymond Green.
Not Draymond, the nigga that put the shit up.
John Morant.
So when you see Morant, he pointing at him like this, though. See, but the issue is with John Morant, man. Like,
so wait, pause, because I'm confused. Who? Somebody else did it going down?
Somebody else did it first. Like, somebody else from the Golden State Warrior did, like, the gun signal or hand signal.
Another dummy.
Yeah, but he's not a
repeat offender, but it's still not something you should do.
I get what you're saying, but that's just like saying, like Draymond Green. Like, he's going to get accused for whatever it is, even if it was accidental or not.
Yeah.
He's still getting hit with
something. You're number one suspect.
Facts. It just is what it is. So, John Morant is in that same category when it comes to air guns, real guns, fake guns. It don't make a difference what it is.
BB guns, water guns.
Whatever it is, you can't throw up no type of nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just going to make you look even bad. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been down this road before.
Dumb. Twice.
With the fake gun and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
allegedly a fake gun. That wasn't no damn fake gun.
Well, you don't know. But I'm not throwing up no gun signs, period, on the court, live television. And I'm throwing this shit up. It's like, dog. Man,
he had his boys extended. Like, he had that damn extendo clip. Bitch. He was ready. He was like, I was like, this, as soon as I seen, I said, just can't get right.
Yeah, man. So it's like, bro, leave the air guns alone.
Did he get suspended for like a few months for this? First time?
I think it was the first time he might have got suspended for. Fake gun, real gun, whatever.
I feel like something might have happened and they kind of gave him a little slap. And then he did it right after that again and got a big slap. Mm-hmm. And now it's this.
Yeah, so, man, it's like, bro, just leave the air guns alone, bro. Don't. Just let it be, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? If anything, I'm pointing at other people like, yo, you see what he's doing? Because that's exactly what Draymond did. He's like, what is this?
Like, when you get in trouble by your parents, like, ooh.
Yeah,
like,
you see what he's doing, man?
Like,
Steph was doing the same shit. He was just looking at like, what y'all doing? Like, so, it wouldn't be no different for if Draymond did something. Everybody be looking at Draymond like, yo, y'all see what he doing. Y'all need to go ahead and tack on a technical foul or whatever the case may be. So, it should be the same thing with John Morant because, you know, you done been down this path of throwing up gang signs or gun signs, my bad. You know what I'm saying? And with real guns, fake guns, whatever you want to call it.
This is not what the NBA do.
Yeah, man. So, you got to leave the hand signals alone, bro.
You gonna mess up your good money for a hand signal.
Just because somebody else threw it up at you.
For a video, because you can't post anything. Just going off of his past with his videos with you on there. Like, you gonna potentially give up millions of dollars because you want to go live.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the league is going to look into it probably.
Oh, yeah, I did see something.
He might end up getting, like, suspended or something like that. Or
him and another player.
I didn't know they said nothing about it.
I seen something on Twitter saying that they were investigating it.
Oh, see.
That they were going to investigate it.
And even if they do, I think, so with the other guy.
What's investigating?
His name is Buddy Hill. That's his name. Buddy Hill, play for the Golden State. He threw up something, like the same signal, I guess, whatever. And, I mean, he probably can get fined for it, too, but he just, like, he has never been down that road or anything like that with a real gun, fake gun, or anything like that. So.
This is an absolute no-gun tolerance program.
Yeah, leave all the little hands alone.
No.
This is kind of getting off that topic. Not really, but, so I seen something online where there's somebody getting rid of the slime thing, like, in the NFL. Like, so some of the players, like, when they score or do some shit, they would take their hand and do like this. So
is that what that means?
That meant something. I don't know exactly what it means. You know, I'm not in that realm, but I have seen people do it before. But it was a post saying, like, you know what I'm saying, people, I guess they're going to, like, track down on that. Like, if they catch people doing that, like, celebrating or anything like that, you know, they probably don't get fined.
But what does that have to do with slime? In my mind, that's cracky.
It got something to do with, it's something. I'm not 100% sure, but
you look it up.
Yeah.
Actually,
I think I might have seen it. No, I ain't sent it to you, but it's pretty much like, what's that dude name that he didn't go to jail, but he was the rapper guy. What's his name? That was just in court and all that.
I need more info.
Damn. What's the rapper dude name that just was in court and shit like that? Young Thug. There you go. Yeah, Young Thug. He was the one, I guess, him and his clique had kind of came up with whatever. I don't know exactly what it means, but they be doing that shit. So motherfuckers in the NFL was doing the same thing. And the NFL said, no, y'all niggas ain't doing that
shit. Oh, yeah. You ain't young thug.
Nigga, the NFL said, y'all ain't doing that.
Oh, that's just stupid.
Yeah, so it mean like slime, I guess. I don't know what the fuck slime means.
They took it from the normal gangster.
It's what from normal gangster.
You know how the polls used to be like this? You're not looking for
that. So they're saying the NFL has banned the nose wipe celebration. It's a nose wipe celebration. Calling it a... so like you would get like 15-yard... It's a 15-yard penalty for that.
Mm. What they trying to say, you stink.
No, see, but it
I know. It got this subliminal message probably because it's associated with Young Thug, but... Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, none of that nose wiping symbolism going on.
None of that nose wiping gestures.
Yeah, so ain't no more of that. And they probably going to crack down on the whole gun thing, too. Mm-hmm. With the fingers and shit like that, shooting or whatever, they probably gonna, and the NBA probably gonna do something about that too.
Yeah, they probably already did. They just stupid.
Yeah, but you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles, man. It is what it is. But have the baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. Be a millionaire. Be a millionaire. That was 50 Cent. That's
somebody's. One. Yeah, it was. Somebody, I got you, took his lyrics to the heart. So. I know. Somebody sent his.
What's my man name? Anthony Edwards, yo.
Hey.
Another NBA star. He an NBA legend right now, right? He took that video that 50 Cent said, and he was, I think 50 Cent said in that verse, he said, have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. Cash a check before the baby gets here. Who the hell cares? Now, the baby was already here, but he's like, yo, how much is it for child support?
Yeah, so, okay, it says NBA star Anthony Edwards has made a historic move by paying $1,080,000 in child support all at once, covering 18 years worth of payment. That's $5,000 a month, but he just decided to settle up front. This message is clear. Don't ask me for anything for the next 18 years. Okay. Mm. And he already don't want to be a part of the kid life.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ask me for nothing.
Yep.
I don't want to see the baby, mm-hmm. but I'm giving you money to take care of baby. Now, however you spend that amongst the 18 years, that's your problem. Ain't no comebacks.
Yeah. It's a wrap after this. You're done. So this is a chess move right here. Like a real chess move. This is like a chess move. This is like a king me in what's that joint called? Checkers. This is like a reverse, I don't know, draw two, draw four, all that. This is like you just landed on a motherfucking Park Place and you got to pay.
You landed on Boardwalk.
Boardwalk, there you go. Boardwalk. Yeah.
You kept. What's that thing after you? The luxury tax. You passed that $200. You passed go. Got that $200 and landed on the luxury tax that you got to pay $200.
Yeah, you can't even pass go no more. It's a wrap, nigga. Pass and go for you is over with.
Yeah.
So he paid the whole shebang bang up for 18 years. So just imagine, yo, she got a. Whatever her everyday life expenses is,
mm-hmm.
on top of hers and then the child, I done gave you $1.8 million or something, whatever you said.
$1,080,000.
And now you got to figure out a way to survive off of that on top of, hopefully, I don't know if she work or not work, but off of that too. So by time that one, so how old is the little baby right now?
I don't know. Last time we checked, like the baby was still young. So
2-3 years old. So
that's $5,000 a month that you got to manage.
So by the time this baby turned like 10, you probably almost all the way through that.
Listen.
Before the baby even turned 18.
She better put it in a small amount in some stocks. Try that first $5,000 to replenish her money. If she don't have anything else going on for herself, but you know.
She got to do something, man. I would get out here and do interviews. You got to do something.
Talk about how you don't want to be a part of your kid life. Get it going, because people going to listen, because I will listen to it.
Because that's, like I said, that's some real That's a real player move right there. And he learned that from 50 Cent.
I'm sure he did.
He got that from 50.
Mm-hmm.
So, yo, do you think that's fucked up? You think that's wrong? I think that's on point, though.
I mean,
I think he did it.
I mean, that's the most amicable thing he could do, because he already told you that he don't want to be a part of the kid life. You mm-hmm. know, he already gave up his rights and visitation. So, him paying you, if he follows through with it, because this is just, you know, alleged that's what he's doing.
But he a young dude, though. You think he really don't want to? So, like, when the baby get older, you think he going to want to, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit.
Might have a change of heart. He might.
Because he on, like, 20-something right now.
Then that's
going to
be.
By the time he get, like, 30 or some shit, 32, 33, his attitude may change. Like, damn, I got a baby out there.
It may change, but then again, it may not. But then that's going to be his fault. Because if you get to this certain point where you're like, okay, now I want to be involved, your kid might not want to be involved with you.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I mean, it is what it is, but I do think that's some player move right there. But I don't know. He seems like he's so serious about it. It's like, I don't think he really want to be involved at all, mm-hmm. especially by giving up your rights and everything already. So.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, yeah.
Yeah, this
I don't
is,
think he's going to. I don't know. You never know, though, with somebody, how they evolve and change when they get a little bit older.
That's true. But once you give up your rights, that's it. Now, if she want to be nice and still include you after you did all this, but legally after that, she don't have to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't even got to talk to each other.
Yeah. Because you pretty much paid for you to go away.
Yeah. Even if he didn't pay for you, if they approve the rights. Giving up. Y'all don't have to have no communication. She can't call you asking you about nothing.
That's what I'm saying, though. Even with him giving up his rights and him paying the whole lump sum all at once, he was pretty much paying for her not, like, to go away.
We don't have nothing else to
talk
about.
I don't even got to talk. You ain't got to call me about, where the child support money yet.
Mm-mm.
You ain't got to call me about nothing. Like,
nothing.
I'm just getting rid of you and the child. I'm done.
It's unfortunate, but I guess if he pay up for his responsibilities, even though he don't want to be involved, how can you be mad?
Yeah, that shit funny as hell.
How can you be mad?
Like, bitch, don't call me for nothing.
Don't call me, call your mama.
Yeah, that shit crazy, but you know, it is what it is, man. Shout out to Buddy. Shout out to her too, though, man. Hope she do right, put money to the side, and you know,
well wishes for the both of them.
Yeah, figure it out. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much what he told your ass. Mm-hmm. Figure that shit out. But anyway, man, so we on to the next. What's her name? Felicia Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the Breakfast Club, and you know, she got a little backlash from the. I guess the YN girls, I'm gonna call them
the young hoes.
Yeah, young hoes. Yeah. So, yeah, the young bitches. I was trying to do like the YNO, so it'd be the YNO then, right?
Yeah, I don't know, because I know they call the YNs for the guys, young niggas, so I'm gonna call you young hoes.
So it'd be the YOs then, right? Or the YH? Or would it be the YW? Whores or hoes? Which one?
Just young hoes. You can say these young hoes. YN could be the abbreviation for young.
So we do
the young niggas.
So it'd be YH then, right?
We're not going to go to them.
Why not? You said young hoes. So.
But the YH don't sound right.
Why it don't sound
right? Because it don't sound right.
YNs, YHs.
Nope. That don't sound right.
Young hoes.
Yeah, but it don't sound right. I guess maybe because I'm used to YNs.
What about YW then?
Whore.
Yeah, young whore.
Whore.
young whores.
Is it YW like abbreviation for something else too?
I don't know. Okay. But anyway, man, so we're going to actually listen to this. What Felicia Rashad actually said. And then it's another young lady that had some rebuttal to what she said. So we're going to listen to it real quick.
Mm.
Direct-to-film transfers are easy to master. Simply heat press your transfer on any material and peel.
And I don't mean to be critical, and I hope young ladies listening don't take this as personal criticism, because I don't mean it that way. Mm-hmm. But you're young queens. I'm taken aback when I see on a college campus young women dressed in strips of clothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But more importantly than that,
she looked
no
nice
man
for her
wants
age.
His woman to be out like that.
So she said, no man wants his woman to be out like that. And you ain't lying. She
absolutely
good.
Not.
How old is she?
I don't know.
She
got to
be like 60-something, but she definitely look good for her age, for real, for real. Like, she got a little baby hair slicked down and everything. I don't know if that's her real hair, like, in that little ponytail. I know women be wearing, like, little fake ponytails.
That's
shit,
probably some extra, you know, or whatever.
But she still look damn good, though.
Mm-hmm.
For her age, that's for damn sure.
All of them, well, I don't know what they sister look like.
Oh yeah, I think they show. Well, they, not out here, but I did see a picture. She looked pretty decent too, though. She ain't look.
She's 76.
76.
She got a few sisters. She got the one sister that's dance, and then they got another sister that's a porn star.
She got a sister that's a porn star.
I think her Vanessa Del Rio was her stage name, but I don't remember seeing her in any videos. I just know from my parents that she told me about it.
Let me see who this person is.
Let me try and see.
Said Pretty Ricky is what they call
it. It could be wrong. It could be a myth, but it's been a myth all my life.
I'm finished listening to this. Mm.
Right?
So we're taking your calls, 800.
We cut off. So let me hear you. Let y'all hear the what the little young whippersnapper said about her. Because she was feeling some type of way, like, man. All right, let's get to this.
Okay, they said she ain't related, so I take it back. But that's been, it's been a old rumor that she was related to them. But clearly she's not.
Oh, so she's not related to them?
No, but so growing up, they said she was related to each other.
You might have the stripper you're talking about.
The porn star and them too, yep. But that was...
That was a lie.
Yep.
That was a lie.
That was a lie. Her other sister is Debbie Allen.
What if you could earn commission simply by offering 0% interest funding to business owners? I'm Leo Canella.
To younger women, it always circles back to being about a man. No disrespect to Felicia Rashad. I respect that lady. I think she's beautiful. She's talented. She's everything. But yeah, she is a pick-me also. I already peeped the game when she was riding for Bill Cosby. I don't feel like getting into all of that, but... She was on the Breakfast Club, and she was talking about the way that women dress today. Now, she's entitled to her opinion. That's totally fine. And I was okay with the message until she said, and most importantly, no man wants a woman that dresses whatever way they were talking about. Why is that the most important element when it comes to how a woman is dressing? And why don't people understand that not all women date men? There are some women that don't date men. There are a lot of women out here that have opted out of dating entirely and don't care.
See, well, she talking about a small majority
of
women that date other women. Majority of women date men.
So she think women want hoes too?
And that's true too. Even the women don't want, like, they chicks dress like that though. Know what I'm saying? So she sounding crazy as hell. But let me finish.
About what a man want to see her in. Why does everything older women say always have to go back to a man? I don't understand that. They need to reprogram their minds. They need to reprogram their minds. Like, it's 2025. We work too hard to have autonomy, to always have to be connected to what a man likes and what a man doesn't like. If y'all constantly keep saying, oh, men don't like when women dress like this, men don't like when women wear their hair like this, wear lashes, wear makeup, this or whatever, and a woman is still doing those things that a man doesn't want, wouldn't that tell you that we don't care? Coco and Ice-T, she dress however she wants to dress. She do whatever she want to do, and he's been married to her for how long? There are plenty of men that don't be getting in women's business like that. They don't care about policing women and trying to control every woman's every move. Y'all be the ones who try to control everything y'all women do because y'all are insecure. And y'all care about the public's perception of you.
Are we done?
I was about to say, please, because I'm going. Your wife is going in and out. Your wife is going out because.
Yeah, but you got to be honest.
I understand, but this is your fault, okay?
No, I'm blaming. This is your fault. So, shit like that on me.
So, yes, it is. No. It's your fault.
Give me
your. So, first off, it doesn't make sense whether you are a man or a woman. No one should want their spouse to be out dressed inappropriate.
Provocative.
They are representing you. Mm-hmm. If I dress like a crackhead, they gonna think you a crackhead. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that has nothing to do with, I don't like what people say, like men are being insecure. No, I don't want my woman looking like a hoe. Mm-hmm. I don't want my woman giving that image as us if she's available. Mm-hmm. I want you to be respectable.
Do you think that Felicia Rashad said anything out of pocket?
No, because that's what they do nowadays. They walk around with a string full of clothing on and say this is the hot girl summer and you attract Anthony Edwards. That's what you get. This hot girl summer turned into Anthony Edwards and not everybody's going to pay up 18 years worth of child support.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So I don't think insecurity has to do anything with that. Like, okay, some men can be insecure if you dress normal, so can women.
Do you think that's more of a man just having standards instead of just being insecure? Like, if I come into a relationship and, some women would say, well, you met me like this. Like, you know how people say, like, how, what's that girl name? Cardi B was a stripper, and this is in third. People would say, well, she was already like that, so why try to change her? But why not try to change?
We can't change
yourself. Why not try to improve on what you used to be and be something better now? You know what I'm saying? So it wouldn't be anything different, but it's like, like you said, it's a representative of, first of all, yourself, yes.
Yes.
But then of the other person that you are attached to.
You look easy.
You look like a hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And why would you want to look like that?
No.
Why would you not want to bring more respect to yourself? So now that whoever that gentleman is or that man is, when they approach you, they will approach you correctly. You might have some bad apples for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if a man is looking at the woman, she looks put together, I guess, classy, or, you know, she not all assed out. She hopefully the dude wouldn't be looking at her. Okay, she a quick hit.
Mm-hmm. We are.
But
when you're dressed like that.
Yeah, I take that back. I think most dudes look at that shit regardless if you're dressed appropriately or not.
That might be true from a guy's eyes.
After the fact, if they do get to that point that they may see something else after that. You know what I'm saying? Okay, she's not just a hoe. You know what I'm saying? She could be more than just that. You know what I'm saying? Or it could go further. You know what I'm saying? Depending on that woman, if she wants to go further and put in the effort and all that shit like that. But I don't think Felicia Rashad said anything out of pocket.
No. And why did it have to automatically go to the controlling thing? Like, that's just the first thing. If somebody says something that you don't like, it's automatically considered controlling.
Well, she said controlling or she said insecure. There you go.
She said both.
She did.
From what I remember.
Yeah, but it's either that or you insecure. It's controlling, like, and insecure.
It's just like, don't no woman want to be with a guy that sell drugs all his life. We going to want some type of change. We ain't ghosting. What's the girl name? Damn it. From Power.
I know you're talking about, but
Tasha.
Tasha. Well, she did.
She did. She did. But, like, there has to be.
She didn't want that nigga to change at all. Like, God damn.
She wanted him to be the biggest drug dealer in forever. The world.
Yeah, like, nigga, I'm trying to upgrade. What you doing? Like, yeah. You're trying to get this shit legit, but.
I don't get it because, let me tell you. When I see a group of girls. You know how they say you are who you hang out with. If your friend dressed like a hoe, they gonna assume that you got some hoe tendencies. Hoes, you might not be as cool.
Hoes together, flock together, hoes.
I don't know.
You remember that shit?
No.
Hoes together, flock together?
Man, hoes together, flock together, but.
Yeah, you remember that shit?
No. But that.
You remember that joint when they made the whole song about No Scrubs? You remember my man made the other song after that, Birds or something like that?
Pigeons. Yep. There you go. Can't pay your bills. It was something like that. Can't pay your automobile.
Something like that. Yeah.
They definitely.
But he came out with the bird, pigeons, whatever. So, yeah.
He's trying to be like Ludacris in every area code. That's the only whole song I remember.
Yeah, but I mean, at some point, though, ladies out there, the young ladies, you got to evolve, man. I understand. Like, it's called a hot girl summer for a reason. It's not a hot girl life moment.
They said it's a hot girl lifetime.
Like, golly, man.
24/7, 365.
Yeah, at some point, you got to want to be approached by, like, a man that, like, with class or some shit like that. You want to be approached. You don't want to always be that hot girl that's just out here shaking and twerking and shit like that. Is that what you want to be just?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. For life? Like,
for
man.
Life. For life. It was
like
weird.
It's a summer, not a lifestyle, man. Like, they taking this as a, like, all year round type shit. Like, nigga.
Yeah, that's weird.
You got to smarten up some damn
time. You got to do something different. Okay. My God.
But yeah, man, I don't think she was out. I don't think Felicia Rashad out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? I think what she said was on point.
And I'm like, what do you expect from a woman of her age? She is 76. You think she gonna say it's okay for you to go out looking how you looking?
Mm-hmm. And I think what she was really mad at the young girl was that she said that, like more importantly, is that, you know, no man wants his girl to be out like that. And I think she took that as like, and I don't know how she called her a pick me. I don't understand that.
Ain't that what you want to be?
I mean,
to a certain extent, you want to be picked to be with that
whole,
man. I mean,
that's the whole point, though, ain't it? Is to get chosen. Yeah,
not to get picked and put back on the shelf, because that's all you're doing.
And get passed around.
The return purchase.
Yeah, you don't want to be the pass
new
around.
Person by you.
You definitely want to be the pass around. But yeah, what it seemed like some of these young girls want to be, and they want that shit to be okay with just being passed around like that. So
slow.
It makes no sense, but you know.
No sense at all.
Hopefully they figure that shit out, y'all young girls out there, man. You know what? I think it'd be just like the music and the people they look up to and who they see. Like, for her to say, for her to, like, no disrespect to Ice-T and what's her name?
That was the wrong couple.
Yeah, but what's her name though?
Coco.
Like, that was the wrong
comparison.
Yeah, like. You pick Coco out of here, but I don't know what she do. Was she a model? Supermodel?
I don't know what she do either.
I'm saying, like, when he met her, was she like a...
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I just think that was the wrong choice to pick. You know, so they might live a whole different lifestyle compared to what the normal average lifestyle is for as a couple.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? So that might be something that's a, what they say, a monopoly or something like that?
I don't know, but they different because her, they daughter is probably about 6 or 7 and she's still breastfeeder.
I don't know, but yeah. I mean, that was just a, you know what I'm saying, not an example to pick out of, but yeah. But you know, shout out to the young girl and shout out to Felicia Rashad. Mm-hmm. And we like what she said. So on to the next though, man. I seen an article. Did I send that to you? About 106 and Park?
You did, yeah.
Right, 106 and Park. Get your Lawn of the Rose around. So 106 and Park may be coming back for like this 25th anniversary. Is that 20? Is that right? 25th anniversary, supposedly. Yes. I don't know if this is just a rumor right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's supposed to be like Keke Palmer and what's my man's name?
I don't
Cassinet.
Know, but let's read. It says BET is currently working on a reboot of 106 and Park, the popular music video countdown series that once stood as a cornerstone of the network programming. That was on for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
For sure. Okay, during the appearance of The Breakfast Club, BET President and CEO Scott Mills touched on the show enduring legacy and the network's plans to bring back 106 and Park. They don't say who.
Well, I seen a picture and they were saying like Keke Palmer and Cassinet. That's what I seen.
That wouldn't be a good.
Why not?
Dude. I don't know.
Cassinet, he a big dude. He a big deal. I can understand him.
For sure. I don't know about Keke, though.
Why not?
I mean, I don't know. Might be. I don't know how the two mesh work.
And then I think he'd be like, supposedly like in New York, right? So I think that's where bro from. Like, I think he's from like Brooklyn, New York, some shit like that. Quite like he is. So, I mean, I don't want to say is you here for that, because you, it's one of those things apart for like the young crowd, the up and coming motherfucker. We done already been.
I'm
there,
here
like,
for the music video, like being able to see videos. But you know,
I think nowadays, man, videos get put out on YouTube so fast. Like it's like I can see the video.
Yeah.
On some of these reaction channels before I can even see it on 106
and Park. But it's different because, like, yeah, that's true. But when it's on 106 and Park, you have a ranking. Like, people voted for this to be, like, number one, number two. You know, like, the top 10 video. So
it would have to be totally different from what it is, from what it used to be to what it's going to be now.
It is.
I don't know, man. I mean, it was what? AJ and Free.
Yeah.
And it was Bow Wow and...
I think Bow Wow was the last one, but it was the girl before that. I don't know the girl name and the guy name that was on...
Oh, yeah, my man from the Kevin Hart movie. What was his name? Yes.
Think Like a Man.
Yeah, I can't think of his name. Like Terrence J. There you go.
Yeah, Terrence J. I don't remember the girl name, and they did it for a while. And then after that one, Bow Wow and stuff came. I grew up by then, so yeah. I stopped watching
so,
it.
So, man, this would be like for the new millennium... I don't know what you call it, how they do that, the X, Millennium, kid, whatever the fuck
Gen
that
Z
is.
Gen Z. I don't know.
So this would be
80s,
this would,
baby.
This would be for them, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, this is not. But then you got to think about it, too, though. People don't watch TV that much. Most people are on their phones, yo.
They are, but they might watch it if they do it how they did before. I said might.
I don't
they
know.
They have,
maybe,
like, the celebrity appearances, like how they did.
Yeah, but you
got
to think about it. Back then, it wasn't really no internet around for us. So we like, when you wanted to watch 106 in Park, you had to actually go watch 106 in Park. You know what I'm saying? You would go home to watch that. Like, yeah, I'm gonna catch 106. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, 6 o'clock.
Yeah. So with the TV kind of being obsolete and it's on your phone now, I don't know. You might have, I don't know. Cause I don't know if that would work, yo. Kids nowadays are not like, it's not like it used to be where you would act, like I said, go home and watch 106 and Park.
That's a part of the revamping. They're going to have to really vamp it up to get the viewers,
crowd. But you would think, though, since the phone is in your hand, I mean, the TV is in your hand now, that you would probably watch it. But with it so many different, I don't know, with it being so many different ways to watch videos and listen to videos, like, you know what I'm saying? And then with people being with their... the attention span being so short, you're not like, you would like, I can watch back then, I would watch a whole episode of 106 in Park. You know what I'm saying? To see who that number one spot was. Sometimes it'd always be the same goddamn person.
Weeks,
but you would still watch it though.
Weeks. Bow Wow was always number one on the
charts. You know what I'm saying? But now,
you got a different type of artist. You got a different type of everything now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Bow Wow ain't rapping. You know, you ain't Lil Romeo. They ain't competing for the top one and two. So you got a whole different lifestyle of music.
Yeah.
And then half of the videos you might not even be able to show on 106 and Park because they doing some shit they shouldn't be doing.
Especially the girl shit.
Whatever. Yeah, I instantly was like Sexy Red and Cardi B. They doing some stuff that's definitely going to be blurred out.
And I seen one not too long ago, last night, with what's that girl name? The horse chick.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion. She got a video. She pretty much just, on one scene, she almost pretty much ass naked. She got like little
pasties
on. And you can see her. I mean, I'm like, God, you might have just came out here naked.
The videos that we see now is for BET Uncut.
Yeah.
These are tip drill videos after 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
That shit used to go. Nelly Tip Drill used to come on faithfully.
Yeah, all the time.
Faithfully.
Must be y'all ass because that ain't your. Yeah, that shit was. Yeah. That was that late night shit. But,
first video. Okay.
But yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, hopefully it do well. Hope it work out. I really don't know. I'm just kind of throwing out what I think. You know, it's just my thoughts. But and how people used to watch TV back then and how people don't watch TV nowadays. You know what I mean? It's, everybody's always on the go. And attention span is very short. Mm-hmm. Your phone, man, like you can watch it for a minute and you've swiping to something else. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Listen, they better be doing top 10 TikTok videos, because that's the most PG stuff you can have, because the normal videos is too much ass.
Too much ass.
Too much nudity.
Yeah. But, you know, hope it all work out, man, and they make it happen. But we'll figure out it's going to be on this 25th anniversary. So shout out to 106, man.
Yeah.
Old 106. Old 106 in part. But on to the next, man. What's your man's name?
Marvin Sapp.
Close them god dang on doors. I said close the door. I said, Usher, close the
Marvin
door.
Marvin Sapp never would have made it out that door until I gave that money, okay?
Yo, that is crazy.
I got 100 people in here. I could get $1,000 out of all you people. Usher's locked the door. Locked the door.
That is crazy. You ain't going. You ain't got to go nowhere. You just go get something to eat.
Lock the door. He said,
I want to see it. I want to see it.
He did. He said, I could get $1,000 from the people.
People watching.
Watching and inside.
That's $40,000.
See what they say about these
churches, man.
These mega million churches.
Yeah. Full of shit.
Mm-hmm. That was a sidebar. We're going to get back to that. But our little mega million, if that's the right word, preacher running for mayor of the city of Detroit that we got out here.
Who?
Pastor Kinlock. Oh. He over like 5-6 churches. He running for Detroit mayor. I said,
Pastor Kinlock.
You can't. Let me stop.
My brother know him.
No, so let me stop. But I just was like, I mean, I get it.
I don't know who he is. I don't think I've ever seen
him. We went to one of his services before.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
I do not remember
that.
He
was there for about 15, 20 minutes and then he left. He have so many that I don't think, and that's even what I heard from other people that go to his churches. I had a coworker that praised him and just loved him to death, not saying anything wrong with him. But you have so many, the north, the east, the west campus, that you have to preach at all these churches. So how much time do you, I mean, like, it's not, I mean, how much can you put into that word? Because you got to hurry up and go to the next one and touch these other lives. So, you know.
I mean, I don't really know. First church, right, a building, I don't believe in that. Like, I don't think you need to. Well, you don't need to go to an actual brick and mortar place to go to church. It just needs to be between you and another person. You could be standing outside having church.
Mm-hmm.
It could be you and three other people standing outside talking about the Most High, the Lord, mm-hmm. Bible stuff. Mm-hmm. You talking about church, and I think some people get it. Like, you know, when people get to preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Or the pastor get to preaching, mm-hmm. but they're not preaching from the book.
No.
That's another thing that kind of like, yo, so you're not even taking the words out of the book and actually relaying them to your flock, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So you're just giving me your words or your interpretation or some words here and there, but the majority of this is your words.
Yeah.
So like when I see pastors, they'd be like, they have a podium and they don't have no book up there.
I ain't never seen a notebook pastor.
They just be up there just talking.
Mm.
Just always, going off what they may remember or kind of how they want to word it. But yeah. It don't be like from actual scriptures. It don't be like, yo, in Matthew 2:3-7, this and then third. It's just, I'm giving you what I believe. It's another person that be preaching that I don't really care for either, man. And especially when they be all on that gay stuff. We're like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, yes, you do. What do you mean you don't know? You do know. Because if you read the Bible, it tells you exactly what it is.
I think that they, you know, I want to say that they try, but we get in the habit of the routine. And right now, not the routine, but, you know, whatever's happening in the world, we want to keep up with that, but still love God. But we don't want to offend nobody because that's going to take away from your flock.
Yeah, but you can't be lukewarm.
You can't. That's
you
just.
You can't play the fence. You're going one side or the other.
That's for sure. That's just like, you know, we get stuck in tradition because there's no way that people should be celebrating Easter. if it's supposed to be technically for the
fertility god.
Goddess Ishtar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that we do things for, like, as tradition that we
but
were.
But these are someone else's tradition.
Though. Yeah, that we were. But I ain't trying to, you know, I don't talk about nobody's beliefs because that's your belief. But like we the know.
Roman tradition.
It's the Roman Catholic tradition. Like, they put these stuff in. Mm-hmm. And then most of the time, people think that, like, these preachers are, like, a prophet. Not saying that they, you know, false. I don't know how that person live. I'm not going to judge because, you know, I don't want to be judged. But, you know, sometimes they just take their word for everything. I mean, like, I was going to do Lent and I was listening to my, I started listening back to Truth Unedited podcast and was talking about, you know, where does it say to do Lent? Like, what does it say to, like, give up something? So this is just, like, a tradition that Roman Catholic people have done that we kind of just do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, yeah, which is normal. I mean, that's what happened. If you were forced to do something, if you was like, because they had an ultimatum, either you're going to get down or you're going to lay down. So some people lay down and some people got down, but secretly did the normal way. What? But, you know, tradition kind of got a hold of people. So you start celebrating the Easters, the Christmas, the all this other stuff. When it's like, it's a pagan holiday.
Yeah. And I think some people be knowing that. They just kind of just go with it, especially in the order I say, well, I don't want to disappoint the kids and like they ain't got nothing to do with
absolutely that. Again, I had a former coworker. She knew about the whole Ishtar, and instead of her having a Easter bunny, she put a dinosaur to make her feel better.
Yeah,
I just was like, but you still doing the same thing. Now if you just wanted to get the kids something and not just say it's for Easter,
say that.
That'd be different than, you know,
excuse me,
us searching for some hard boiled eggs and baskets with grass and chocolate in it. But again, to each his own, but it's kind of hard to get out of the tradition, especially if you was brought up that way and this is what you were doing all your life.
But when you know better, you do better, though. Even if it's tradition or not, once you start learning things and figuring out things on your own as you get older and an adult, now you can make these decisions to be like, okay, look like bullshit right now. I mean, right there. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you start learning, okay, this Christmas thing, like, this don't even make sense.
You start learning it right from wrong.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, I can apply these to my life, or I can just not. No, so I can just, I see what the truth is, and I'm just going to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got some people that do that. They just see it and just don't even ignore it and just keep going along with what the world is telling us and what's been given to us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean,
ultimately, we don't know what's right or what's wrong. We ain't gonna know till we get to them gates.
Well, we do know what's right and what's wrong. We do know that. Like, you know what's right and wrong for sure.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I mean? When it comes to, I guess, the Bible aspect of it, you don't know all what's right. You don't know all what's wrong.
That's what I mean.
But you can, like, from what it says, you can kind of be like, okay, this makes sense to me. I'm going to not do that. This makes sense to me. I'm not going to do that. I don't really know about this one, but I'm not going to not do it, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to
just pay attention. Mom.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's just certain things that, you know, it doesn't make any sense though. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain things that don't make sense. Like, yo, I ain't doing that. But then you would think about, like, why do people say all the time, like, or like the music industry and, you know, that was controlled by
Illuminati.
No, I'm talking about just the music in general. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you hear people say, I sold my soul. Or you hear people like, you done heard that a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that Illuminati stuff, we all off, but I don't know if none of that stuff is real or not.
That was popping. Everybody was like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but they say they not they, but let's just say just in general with the Bible, right? They say, well, in the Bible, it said, well, Lucifer or the devil was traveling from here to there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who knows, like, and that's from earth to heaven, pretty mm-hmm. much, right? So mm-hmm. they say he's the prince of this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why do people take that and say, well, yeah, I sold my soul? And it could be on some, like, jokingly type shit or, like, for real type thing. And you got some people in the industry that believe that and some people don't. You got people that say it's a, what's that? I can't think of the word right now. It's a theory, not theory, but you know, some people believe in all them conspiracy theory. There you go. And you know, who to say that that does not happen? Who to say it does happen? We don't really know.
I mean, maybe they use that terminology for like, who was it that was a hunter but gave up his birthright because he was hungry?
Don't know. Oh,
I'm bad with names, y'all. I'm sorry. But he was a hunter.
I know you're talking about, though. He gave up his birthright. Yeah.
Was it Cain?
I don't know.
It was one of them.
Yeah.
But they gave up their birthrights. It was somebody. I'm finna look it up. Because they was hungry, but they were a hunter. So you sold your birthright. So maybe that's where they get that terminology from. But I don't know.
But I'm just saying, though, people say they do this and they do that. And some people say this is he crazy, they crazy, this, this, and that.
Oh, it was Esau.
We don't know who crazy and who not crazy. You don't know who telling the truth, who don't tell. You don't know who's telling the truth and who's lying. You're only going off just what that person says. And you can kind of cipher through that if you believe them, if you don't. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely get a little crazy, but...
That's crazy.
Marvin Sapp definitely...
you never would have made it out that double.
Taking money from motherfuckers, so...
For sure.
And that's just some old...
And what was the purpose of him doing that? Mm-hmm. Like, what was this money you were trying to raise?
I don't know. He said it was something on an interview not too long ago.
Yeah.
That I think... I got it, but I don't know.
Called bullshit?
Yeah, but...
Anyhow.
Yeah. What's this one right here, B?
Father arrested at McDonald's.
So, you want to listen to it? Let's listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to it. I thought I sent that shit to you.
You sent it to me in a text message.
Fuck, I ain't got it.
You want me to send it back to you? I sent it where?
I go to my save stuff.
Click on your profile. Your picture at the top. Yeah, right there.
Tonight on the Factor on Censor. Send it to me.
I'm trying to figure out how to send it to you.
I found that Warren Sapp shit. Did I send that shit to you? Did I send it to like it was a YouTube type shit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I might do have it. I just didn't know. My bad.
Let me share.
Starting today, anyone can monetize with ads as part of the all-new Beehive ad network.
Thoughts on this as an expert look. Trouble. Police say he left deportation right now. And welcome to The Factor Uncensored, and thanks for joining us tonight. First up, a job interview ends badly for a man in Georgia. Chris Lewis was arrested March 22nd. Police say he left his kids in a McDonald's by themselves while he went to an interview for a job. He reportedly told police he did not have a car and lived nearby. Lewis said instead of making his three kids, who are 1, 6, and 10 years old, walk home alone, he decided to make them stay in the restaurant. There's been a lot and ongoing debate about this. If we can hold that, Sonora, grab that for me. A lot of debate about this on the Isaiah Factor Instagram page. We ask, what was the appropriate age for kids to be left unattended? 41% say 10 to 12, 39% say 13 to 15, and 20% say 16 years and up. Our guests are here on The Factor Uncensored to talk about this. We have with us Davenport case manager, Jade.
What do you think?
So I'm trying to listen. So the story was, did he have an interview at McDonald's or he left them at McDonald's while he went on an interview somewhere else?
Sounds like he had an interview. Let's go back.
I don't think he had an interview at McDonald's.
Let's see.
Man in Georgia, Chris Lewis, was arrested March 22nd. Police say he left his kids in a McDonald's by themselves while he went to an interview for a job. He reportedly told police he did not have a car and lived nearby. Lewis said instead of making his three kids, who are 1, 6, and 10 years old, walk home alone, he decided to make them stay in the restaurant. There's been a lot and ongoing debate about this.
Yeah.
So he left him in the restaurant.
So
he can go on a job interview. I'm thinking he went on a job interview at McDonald's and just left him in the, you know what I'm saying, like a little playpen or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he wildin'. Yeah.
He wildin'.
And I get kind of what his mind thought process was at. Like, yo, if I leave him here, like, can't nothing happen to him. But anything can happen to a motherfucker.
It doesn't matter. Then I'm like, a 10-year-old is still too young to be dealing with a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old. Yeah. Definitely the 1-year-old. That's 5-year-old, wild. You might be able to maintain a little more.
That one.
Mm-mm. Hell nah. That baby. Ah! Yeah. You try to get the balls and play with everything and want some food. You got me in the restaurant.
Yeah, so yeah, he lost me. I thought he was in McDonald's for the job interview, but that's not the case.
No, that was. I get you were trying to do what you had to do, but that was a bad choice.
You couldn't took him to your mama house? Well, he said he didn't have a car.
Yeah, and he didn't want the kids to walk home, so he put them somewhere, but... Yeah, that's still crazy.
Yeah, why not just bring him to the interview with you? I just brought him with me to the interview. Like, look, man, this is showing you how dedicated I am to get this job. That I'm bringing my kids with me to my interview because I have no other way. I have no one that can watch them right now. I don't know where the mother is at, but you know what I'm saying. As far as that, this is what it is. I'm dedicated. I'm serious about working here.
Yep.
Or the people could have told, like, look, you can come in for the interview. We got somebody that can watch them in the other room for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the next room over, we'll have, like, you know.
Depending on what type of job you were. Yeah. So hopefully it wasn't no factory job.
One of our employees can, you know what I'm saying, keep an eye on them real quick because it's only going to be like 30 minutes or some shit like that, 20 minutes or whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. So I just brought them with me.
That was all bad, though.
Yeah, I just took them with me. I think that, yeah.
That was all bad.
That was all bad. That really was all bad, but you ain't with that shit, huh?
Mm-mm. What else? If he was at McDonald's, then yeah, but not. Mm-mm.
What'd that say, B? Should a man what?
Pay alimony.
Oh yeah, should a man pay alimony? Oh, we on to the next, but yeah, should a man pay alimony?
fix the screen.
What do you mean? Should a man pay out of money? What you work? Answer the question.
I'm thinking it depends on the situation. If you sit there and let your spouse or whoever be in the house with no, and you want them to be a stay at home person, it's going to be a little different for them to bounce back.
What you mean?
So, like, if you made me a stay at home wife for however many long, I've been accustomed to staying at home and not working full time. Now that we separated, most of the time the women need a little financial assistance because they can't keep up with the lifestyle that you gave them. But if we both are working.
Yeah. I think it's cool either way. I think a man can pay alimony, and I think the woman can pay alimony. It's very, very rarely that happens where a man pay alimony. That's for damn sure. I mean, yeah, that a woman pays alimony to a man, but
Mary J. Blige did.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but I want y'all to hear this real quick. I had to find it real quick. I got it.
Exes might as well be my child. I pay alimony.
You got caught up, huh? So he got you.
Yeah.
He got you.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to be happy or.
I mean, happy because I got out of it.
No, happy for the nigga.
Oh, I'm see, so glad you said that.
Shit, he came up on half a million.
Yeah, I'm happy for the nigga.
Why?
Because it's good sometimes for the man to win. See the
why?
But you see what I'm saying?
When he's a fully capable, when he's an adult, older than me. Fully capable of working, a licensed professional, but used the system to come up, took advantage of me. You okay with that?
No, just because it's you personally. No. Wait,
don't that sound like what women do?
Tell me.
Women been doing it to men since the beginning
of
time.
That doesn't make it right.
Oh, yes, the fuck it.
I don't agree with you taking advantage of a system because it's there.
No.
I don't agree with that.
Only
man, we should have did this on the show.
Still rolling?
Yeah, only because it's you, I'm concerned.
Women do the same thing, though.
Because we have a relationship now. Or if it was my daughter, I would be concerned. But the fact is, it's a system that's there to be taken advantage of.
So you should, because you can. Is that what you're saying?
If you, I'm at the point in life, however the cards play out for you, and the way you lay your head down on the pillow at night, you got to be happy. If that means he had to do what he had to do to get you, I'm sorry that he did that shit. Listen to me. I'm sorry, darling.
Say you're anti-child support.
Sorry that happened to you. But I guarantee as you move forward through life, you'll never make that motherfucker decision
again. Well, I never would. It's the most expensive mistake I made.
That's my point about the same stuff I was saying about life.
No. But that, I mean, we have to congratulate him.
No. As a G. Salute that nigga.
Because he's not black, too, by
he's
the way.
A white man.
Oh, even better.
What?
So you got a kid?
No.
Who's that?
I don't know her name, but she'd be doing like TV hostings. I think she was on like, she found love on TV or some crap like that. I don't know. I remember her face though.
But yeah, she paying alimony and she sounds like she's salty about it. Like, don't be salty about
Listen.
It. Because if it was the other way around, she'd be happy for her homegirl or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Know, so
I've known people to get alimony forever. You could be in a new relationship with somebody and be with that person for over 10 alimony. Years. Alimony don't stop until you get married.
Damn. So
unless the judge decide other.
So she was definitely feeling salty and like it sounded like she was like very upset with, you know what I'm saying, her paying alimony. Hey man. Just like he's a capable person doing, you know what I'm saying, doing what he's doing. She is too. It's the same thing on the other end. No difference. You know what I'm saying? But
should have got a prenup.
Yeah. Should've, coulda, woulda. But you know, I mean, I'm all with that man. Let that man get his alimony. And however you're going to feel about it, oh, well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, my man said, that nigga coming.
That nigga said, you salute that nigga. He said, oh, he's white, by the way. That's even better. That is even better that he's a white man. We saluting that white man. Because he got your ass. And your ass deserved to get got. But what else we got, man? I had something. Well, actually, hold on. Did you watch the Kanye West
interview? You just told me about it.
Well, he said some stuff in there. I thought he only said, like, well, I watched the whole thing, but it was one thing that really stuck out
you
to
wanna
me.
You want
to
eat?
It was only one thing that stuck out to me the most, though.
It's 8:30.
Yeah. Let me show you this real quick. Baby girl. Yeah, I can't even find this shit. No. Here we go right here.
Not with the black Klan outfit on. Something.
It's just God. I'm just channeling. Yeah. I'm just channeling something. So I ain't telling y'all to follow me or do not. Yeah, people not even in a position to follow me. It's like I could change hearts and minds, perception. But at the end of the day, you still got to go work for a white man. You still got to work for a Jewish man that works for a white man. The black dollar has been so decentralized since gentrification and the fall of Black Wall Street that it's next to impossible for a community to get on their feet, get past the drugs, the food. The food's the original drug. The hurting, the fucking
food is 25%
definite, not chance, but definitely being locked up, the abortion rates. Like, our position, I don't have the exact answer to the equation of how to get out of where we are, but I'm not gonna say we're not in where we are. And this might be some Star Wars shit where it take generation after generation after generation where it be north and it be this and be that, but it's like, you either on that, this side of it, or you on that side. Cardi took the blue pill, but he made his name off of the red pill.
I just like the point like he making for us, like, you know, I mean, where he got on look crazy, but. You know.
It takes away from the message.
Yeah, I feel that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, yo, he's saying some real shit. In certain things, certain parts, some stuff I don't really know nothing about when you get to talking about Jay-Z and all this and stuff like that. But when you saying, like, you know, the drug, like the food was like the original drug, that is for real. Just imagine how much shit, pesticides and all that stuff like that being food now. And, you know, people, it's just big and out of control and gluttony and just diabetes. I think, like, the number one killer in, like, the black community is, like, heart failure or some shit like that. Something got to do with the heart. And
that could be it. You know what I'm saying? Sure.
And eating all that damn sugar and shit like that and diabetes like motherfuckers. So that got to be, like, our number one killer. Like, for real. But I thought that was pretty dope. It was just something I wanted to shout out real quick about that. I mean, I don't know if the dude crazy or not. I just think, you know, he's saying what he believe right now. And if you don't believe it, hey, you don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? If y'all think he crazy, you think he crazy. I don't think nigga crazy. I don't think crazy.
He just like Charles the White. He give you some, sprinkle you with some valid information, but gotta have an antic with it.
And just talking about fat people, so I'm gonna let y'all listen to this video. And I'm gonna show y'all this one. Cause I thought it was crazy.
Women being obese, I hate it. I hate when people talk about black women being obese, I hate it. Because it becomes a way to blame us for a set of conditions that we didn't create. We are living in the Trump era. And look, those policies kill our people. And what public health practitioners think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism. It's literally that. The racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
What do you think about that?
Only thing that she may have had a point with was the struggle. Like, if you're not making enough, the diet don't make the same because you can't afford better choices of food.
Yes, you can.
Buying fresh and better choices of food is way more expensive. So it's easier for you to get something on the shelf that's not good for you, but it's more at an affordable price.
I understand that, but that don't mean that you just overdo it with all that bullshit too, though.
No, you don't overdo it. It's certain things.
Like, you can, like, okay, chicken breast. You can eat chicken, just regular chicken breast. You can buy bags of frozen vegetables. You can buy bags of frozen fruit.
That as well, too. But I'm saying, like,
that'd be like $1.99 or 98 cents.
It depends. I don't know.
You
know
what I'm, you can buy bags of apples, bags of oranges, bananas.
But yeah, but I'm thinking, like, you know how when you watch Shark Tank and they invest in companies that have a product that have a longer shelf life?
Mm-hmm.
That's all fair with all that other stuff, but it depends on your shelf life and then when the next time you can buy more food. So you're going to get something that's going to stretch in your household. Example, a pack of noodles. Now, we all know it's not good for you, but you have more quantity for a cheaper price that it lasts longer. Granted, you can buy, I already know you, so you ain't even got to say it. You can buy a box of spaghetti noodles and do whatever, but that's your whole meal.
You can buy a box of spaghetti noodles. You can buy more than one box, and the boy's only like $1 and some change. You can buy like 4 or 5 boxes of those, get you a big ass thing of chicken breast, and you got chicken breast and
noodles. Is true. So the factors that make things not as smooth is time, pricing.
But it's,
you might be able to afford all that stuff, but you don't have the time to actually do it.
How you don't have the time?
Some people work a lot.
Right, but you can make the time. Like,
everybody
time,
ain't you.
Right, but what I'm saying is time is the most valuable thing on this earth. There is nothing that is more precious than time.
That's true, but
so time, you make time for things that you want to make time for. So if you want to get off work, or once, as soon as you get off work, whatever the case may be, you can make that big ass pot of noodles with the chicken in there and get you some bags of frozen vegetables and put it on the side. You have a meal set up for the whole fucking week.
Mm. I hear you.
Chicken breast and noodles, little salt, little pepper, and whatever choice of broccoli or asparagus, whatever fruit, vegetable you want to eat, bag of apples and oranges and bananas, you're good to go. And take your ass to the, and you ain't even got to go to the gym. Walk around the block a few times. You ain't got to run. You ain't even got to jog. You can walk for the first couple of weeks, and then when you get the courage to kind of jog a little bit, go off to the races. I understand it sounds simple, but I understand it's not simple either, though, because most people don't want to eat like that, where they just eating the same thing every day. Bland as hell, this isn't that third, and they already used to all the sugar and all that bullshit. I get it.
You're like a crackhead. You got to wean yourself off into the better versions.
But I just feel like you gotta go for the gusto. And
everybody ain't like you.
I'm a motherfucker. I just cold turkey.
Everybody not like you.
You know what I'm saying? So you know better, you do better. And, you know, the discipline and, you know, staying disciplined and staying real. You know what I'm saying? But y'all already know what it is, man. This is a real 100. Like and subscribe. Hit the link in the bio to sign up to the SMS list. We got new stuff dropping pretty soon. And as always, we say over here on this side of the internet,
be safe, be honest, be real.
About to go eat 100. Peace.